And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you've already heard the interview I did with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. I'll tell you all about that later on the show. Regular listeners of the show know what I'm on about, but anyway, well done. This is Punky Radio. This is Reason 69. Poker face. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I would normally ask you for the MySpace page for Reason 69, but we're going to have a break from MySpace pages this week. I'll explain why later on.
Okay.
But I'm not going to ask you any questions this week, Tony, because you're not feeling too special, are you?
No. I'm always a bit special, but no, not this week.
What happened then?
There's some kind of man flu. I went to Chester on Friday because we... for my birthday, we postponed it a week. Went to stay in a nice hotel, woke up Saturday morning with a really bad throat and just feeling really sick. And then I've been in bed since Sunday. I got back Saturday night, was in bed all day Sunday, Monday. And today I'm basically alright again, just now I've just got a bit of a cough in the throat.
Oh dear.
But there's some kind of lurgy going around again.
I think you came back chesty from Chester. Now then, I've got some stuff to tell you, my friend, so you won't have to do much talking.
Okay.
Are you blowing your nose in the background there?
Nope, that's Steph next door.
Oh, that's someone else blowing their nose.
God, these mics are sensitive.
I've just managed to get rid of the thing I was going to read out. Hang on. Yeah, so right then. We've got a word of the week. Now, I like getting words of the week. It's almost a phrase again this week, but I do like your words of the week. The swear Esperanto is going to be updated by Punky's third man. We're going to find out about that soon enough. Not this week, I don't think. As usual, I make promises and don't keep them on this show. As in life. This week's word of the week comes from Mark Ludina. And thank you very much, Mark. Here it goes. Word of the week, by the way, is a way of saying something rude without actually saying something rude as a way. So you can say it in front of your parents or have a secret code with your mates or say things at school or at work or whatever it is, right? Anyway, here it goes. Hi, Paulie B. Out drinking with some friends, my wife ordered a bottle of wine. When the waiter came to the table with the bottle, she was testing the wine. One of our companions, in an attempt to playfully tease her, wondered why she bothered with the taste test. Since she normally drinks box wine, open brackets, she doesn't really, sort of a wine snob, close brackets. Unbeknownst to everyone at the table, she was on her period. And so an idea was sprung. So I suggest the phrase, she's serving box wine, as a euphemism for a woman being on her period. Hope you like it, Mark. Well, we haven't got anything else, Mark. Yeah, absolutely fair enough. This might be something more for the lads, but some game birds out there might fancy, not pheasants, might fancy saying every once in a while, don't talk to me right now, I'm serving box wine. I quite like it. Okay. So I will also just briefly say, you know, we played on last week's show, we played the promo for Green Light Show.
Yes.
And you can find out more about it, greenlightshow.com. Had a little email from DJ Shot from Green Light Show saying thank you so much for playing that out on the show. We're going to be mention you for the next 3 weeks at least. I went, all right, fair enough.
Blimey.
I'm not going to argue with that. Time for the next song, Tone.
Okay.
I didn't go into a lot of detail about Reason 69, did I? I've got the CDs of everyone this week. I'll just find out that one. Reason 69 came through just a long time ago via Baz Barrett.
Okay.
And I don't know a lot more about them other than this was an EP called Poker Face. Feel free to try and find out more. Reason 69. Reason as in the word, 69 as in the numbers. I'm sure if you type it out into the internet, you'll find it. You'll probably find out that their MySpace page is Reason 69. I don't know for sure. But the next track is by a band I do know a little bit more about, in that they're on Voodoo Rhythm Records, and we have played a couple of, at least one track by them before. This is 69ers, and this is from the album Too Drunk to Truck. And I think you're going to like this quite a lot, Tony. Okay. Let's see what you think of it. This is Hell.
Try. Drink down dirty beer, we'll try.
Great. You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
That was 69ers. Do check them out. That's a really, that whole album's a really good slice of sort of country punk, I'd call it, really. One or two covers on there as well. Really, really good. Find them via Voodoo Rhythm Records, voodoorhythm.com, isn't it, I think? Now then, this is normally the point in the show when I say, have you got any podcast, Andy? Have you?
Yes. One, unfortunately. It's a new month today. I think
I haven't voted yet. Oops.
Maybe everyone's...
Tony!
Yes.
March hares.
Okay.
You say white rabbits right. At the start of every month. Of every month of the year except March, when you say March hares.
Okay.
I don't know why.
No. But yeah, so everyone's too busy to say March hares to vote, so...
I would think so, that's probably the reason.
That's probably why. But it's 1st of March, so... Please do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyrage.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish. Because we read them out. We had one, and it was today. And here it is. Punky, Rokos Misokos. Greetings and happy March. I'm way behind on episodes, but working to fix that soon. Just wanted to say I am enjoying the crap out of the Highliners tune you played around the Christmas episodes. Not sure what it is about, but the fan to band ratio is on the rise again. Thanks to you guys. That's from Scott Jakubik.
Thank you very much, Scott. That's great. And that's it, is it?
That's it.
Well, I would love to say as well that we've got some Facebook comments, but we haven't yet. There is now a Punky Radio page that you can like. About 100 people so far have liked it. Please do go on the page. If you're on Facebook, just type in Punky Radio and you'll find it straight away. Now, I was wondering, Tony, whether it'd be all right at this point if you would turn the bed right down.
Okay.
Because there's something else I would like to do in this bit. Ooh. Done?
Done.
Done. Sorted. Right. I've written something out here so I don't actually forget it. You'll find out why. I'm writing a song at the moment for my act, right, called Old Man Blues. And I thought it might be nice for punky listeners to help me to do it. I've already written the first draft, and I normally give a song 10 rewrites. What I want is rhyming couplets to do with old people and old people issues. You can't use swear Esperanto, and you can't swear at all, in fact. Here's an example of what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, it's bluesy. I had my guitar ready. Can you see that? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I spend my days looking at hair replacement ads. My ears are getting bigger, and so are my nads. What used to take 10 minutes takes an hour and a half. I smell of Werther's Originals. I've got a door in the bath. I got those old man blues. So you see where I'm going with it, right?
Door in the bath, I like.
Yeah. So you see where I'm going with this thing, right? So what I want is rhyming couplets such as, I spend my days looking at hair replacement ads, my ears are getting bigger, and so are my nads. If you have any ideas, email them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll start my rewrites. I'll take on board anything that you send in, and I'll do the full song when I've got it written, so it'll be in a few weeks' time. Sound like a deal?
And no swearing?
No swearing.
Right.
I know I said nads, but I think you can get away with that.
Yeah.
I want it to be something I could probably do on the radio. Let's just say, as a clue, all right?
Okay.
So maybe you'll get the chance to have a line in one of my songs that might appear on the radio at some point, if you see what I mean. All right? So that's just a little bit of extra for you, really, though.
I think
let's get on with the next song. I've got an apology here, and it's my fault. It's not yours, Tony.
Okay.
Last week, you remember that Bill from New York said that his favourite song the week before had been Madam Ruth Parler by Watching the Sarnos, and we were both quite surprised.
Yeah.
That's because I sent you the wrong song.
Ah.
It wasn't Madam Ruth Parler. It was Mexi Love Song, which I said I was going to play and then change my mind and play Madam Ruth Parler, but I'm not, instead, if you see what I mean. So to make up for it, I am now going to play you Madam Ruth Parler, which is the one I meant to play you a fortnight ago, which is from their album Understanding Sarno, which is still in print, and you can get... It's on Crazy Love Records. You'll be able to find out about it, I'm sure, without too much trouble. It's a really great album. But yeah, so for all intents and purposes, I would like you, when you do the show notes, Tony, if you can call this not the Mexi Love Song, rather than Madam Ruth Parler, so people don't think we've played the same track twice in a fortnight.
Not the
enjoy
Mexi
this.
Love Song.
Okay. Madam Ruth Parler.
store. I met me a buddy who wanted something more than just a jug of wine or a thin white line. We went to Matt and Ruth's, and boy, we had a time at Matt and Ruth's. Matt and Ruth's parlor, the place to go to cool your ardor. You might feel good, you might feel bad, you might just have the best time that you've ever had. There's a place down there you wanna have a turn, yeah, you want a big time. Made you a little cheek and ball, you get it quick because it's Saturday night and baby I feel fine at Matt Roots. Matt Roots parlor, the place to go to cool your ardor. You might feel good, you might feel bad, you might just have the best time that you've ever had. Yeah, keep going now. Parked my car outside, I staggered to the door. My buddy rang the bell while I was talking to the floor. The door swung open wide, Madame Ruth was inside. I lost all my money and she took me for a ride at Madame Ruth's. Madame Ruth's parlor, the place to go to cool your ardor. You might feel good, you might feel bad, you might just have the best time that you've ever had. There's a place down there you won't have a time, you don't need any money, just a jug of wine. I'm gonna get a chicken, I'm gonna get a cook, cause it's Saturday night and baby I feel fine at Melrose. Melrose parlor, the place to go to cool your ardor. You might feel good, you might feel bad, you might just have the best time that you've ever had. Yeah, I want you to rock me now, and I want you to rock me slow. Let's go. Well, she led me upstairs, she pushed me in a room. Once I was inside, I peeked out in the gloom. An elephant with lipstick tugging at my dipstick. It's too late, there's no escape, and I'm stuck here forever at Maroon's. Maroon's parlor, the place to go to cool your ardor. You might feel good, you might feel bad, you might just have the best time that you've ever had. There's a place down there you wanna have a time, you don't really mind, just a jug of wine. Boy, you get it quick and it get you cause it's Saturday night and baby I feel fine at Melrose. Oh, Melrose parlor, the place to go to cool your ardor. You might feel good, you might feel bad, you might just have the best time that you've ever had at Melrose. Oh, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, come on, Melrose. Not again. Oh, man. Oh, not with the feather. Oh, man, I can't stand it.
You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, by the way, did my guitar sound all right in that last bit?
Fine. Little low.
Ah, it doesn't matter.
But it's fine.
All right, cool.
Sound a bit losing.
I mean, it wasn't a semi-acoustic, it's just a not plugged in Gibson SG copy. Anyway, well, I've been going on about this for absolutely ages, and one of the reasons that I'm not too concerned about us not getting that many Podcast Alley comments this week is because I've been saying for ages that I'm going to read out your iTunes reviews on UK iTunes. Now, I know for a fact that someone else has left a review for us this week that hasn't shown up on UK iTunes yet, or he may be on the American one by accident, I don't know. But anyway, it's the best way to help this show out that you can, if you're a listener, is to leave a review for us on iTunes. If you're on iTunes, just go on to it. Go on to Punky Radio. Just type in Punky Radio to the bit. You'll find it soon enough. Leave a review for us. 5 stars only, please. And, well, I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, I don't think you'd listen if you thought it was worth anything less than 5, would you, quite frankly? And leave a review for us. We read them out on the show every once in a while. Every review we get, for some bizarre reason, moves us up the iTunes chart. And the more exposure we get, the more people listen. The more people listen, the more people hear the bands on the show, the more people buy their stuff, and that's the point of it, etc., etc. So we have, going back to October, 5 stars by Josh Murphy. Hello, Josh. 5 stars for a great podcast that's 5 years strong. Thank you very much, Josh. And interestingly, 2 out of 2 listeners found that review helpful.
Huh.
Next up, now this is the one, you'll see why I've been on that podcast, Ali. This came in December from the Grumpy Fugu.
Okay.
Great music, brilliant hosts, but they could do with some lessons in self-promotion. Podcast Ali, MySpace, does anyone still use these sites? I get the impression that the audience of the show consists of friends, family and members of the bands. Actually, sounds like the audience is for most of the punk gigs I've been to. These guys deserve better. So get voting on iTunes. Thank you very much, Grumpy Fugu. It's not even friends and family, is it? There's just we have a few regular listeners that manage to get in touch, and it's really, really nice when they do. But thank you very much for the review, Grumpy. Yellow Friendship from Big Papa Bear on the 19th of December. Bestest podcast around. Interestingly, only one out of one listeners found that review helpful.
Cool.
And the most recent one we've got the penultimately most recent one we've got. Punky Punky! ! Five stars by the Kevster of York. Top podcast, week in, week out, oi oi. And last but not least, the most recent one we've had. When iTunes sorts itself out. There we go. Oh no, there's two more.
Oh wow.
Oh no, I've gone too far. Oh god, I always go too far. Oh bloody iTunes, sort yourself out, man. Oh, this, it will be there. I'm going to read this out. So, almost there. There we go. Here we go. And right. Robert Kitchen. Hello, Robert Kitchen. You need this. Subscribe now. Five stars. Uniting fans and bands across the lands. Does what it says on the tin. What more can I say? It will help you sane-ish because they'll go mad for you. This is one podcast I cannot do without. I wanted to rate it as 11, but iTunes will only take 5.
Nah.
I like the way your mind worked, Robert. And finally, finally, and finally, finally. Old with kids. 5 stars. By Kodo 69069. Last year went to a Stranglers gig. It's the strangest thing to see a bunch of 50-year-olds doing the pogo, or as we like to call it on the show, Tony, the slow-mo pogo. Do you remember?
Yeah, classic.
And quite amusing. I can remember doing it myself the first time round. This month of March 2011 England tour, they're at it again. So can't wait to hear their latest and the old classics you must hear. I hate you now, I always will. Well, different. It's a breath of fresh air to listen to your show and find out about all the new stuff out there. Keep up the good work. Gooper, Gooper. He actually put Gober, Gober, but we'll let that go. Thank you very much, Kodo 690690. Right. Don't forget to send us your iTunes yourself. If you're not on iTunes UK, don't worry. Just when you do the review, email it to Tony, tony@punkyway.com. And make sure it gets read out at some point. Right, track 4, Resistance 77, from their latest album, Survival of the Richest. Enjoy this. Rock and Roll Heroin.
Need another hit to get me out of my face. Got the friends around me, it's one.
that was just in 77, Tony. That's a great album, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't let you down with just a 77, do they? They always come up with a good one, and this is a great album. You can find out more about them, resistance77.com. That's resistance, as in the word, and 77.com. Find out more about them there, and do, because they're friends of the show, and we're friends of theirs. I'm just going to very briefly tell you, last Thursday I did a gig in Chelmsford.
Okay.
And I got down there to find out that Jack Whitehall was going to be there, and he was doing 10 minutes straight after me.
All right.
I wrote about it in my blog. You can find out more about it. Paulie B, PoorlyBee.blogspot.com. There's the whole thing about it. Another person there was Rob, the drummer with Restless. Now, the reason he was there, I can't tell you about yet, but we'll be telling you about in a few weeks' time, hopefully, when I have something new for you. But in the meantime, I thought, what better way to celebrate the fact that Jack Whitehall was at the gig and had to follow me. Ha ha, tough luck, Jack. And he did fine. And Rob from Restless was there by playing a Restless track. Enjoy this, Tony. How can I find you? You listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tone.
That's okay.
That was Restless, and how can I find you? Now, I've got that on a CD that came out on Nervous called The Very Best of Restless. It is originally from an album called After Midnight, which was redone and turned into Kicking Into Midnight. But anyway, that is the song from After Midnight. There isn't a website for Restless. I think that they actually run themselves. So I would go to either Nervous Records or Raucous Records to find out more about them, where you obviously can. There's a few bands in the world called Restless, and there's a Restless Heart, and everything gets confusing, but they're a three-piece rockabilly band. Although that song, when that was done, there were four members of the band. But they're a three-piece neo-rockabilly band, should I say. Probably one of the best ever. Absolutely great stuff. Do make sure you check them out. We've played them before on the show. Now, Tone, have you got any gigs for us this week?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Yes. So, 12 Bar Club. A bit of a weekly thing now, but it's good. They've just
they sponsor us now.
A little bit. They give me their March gigs, so I've got the gigs for the next week. 12 Bar Club. It's on Denmark Street in London. And here we go. So tomorrow, Wednesday, 2nd of March, Oriana and Sion Russell Jones and Man vs. Chicken and Chip's Love Child. Yeah, there you go. How much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is. Thursday, 3rd of March, Inowee and Jake Emlyn and Allegra Shock. Again, how much do you think that one is?
£6.
Yeah, it is. Friday, this Friday, 4th of March, the Johns, the Uppercuts and Plastic Youth and Needs Must. That's another one of these London Calling nights.
Go.
Yeah.
If it's got London Calling at the top of it, go.
I think they do a lot of weekends, it seems to be.
Seems to be that way these days.
But how much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is. Saturday, 5th of March, Injury Time, Death Schools, Ark of the Covenant and Excura Hex. Excura-he-ex. Weird. Don't know about that one.
Tony, without you spelling it out, I've got no idea what you're saying about these things. Sounds to me like a metal night.
Definitely sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Eruption Records evening. And how much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is. Sunday, 6th of March, 3 Minute Tease featuring Anton Barbu, Andy Metcalf and Morris Windsor and Will Not. And there's more to be confirmed on that. How much do you think that night is?
£6.
No, £5.
Crikey.
Finally, Tuesday, 8th of March, Spencer Maybe and Laura A. King, and again more to be confirmed on that. But how much do you think that one is?
And why do I know the name Spencer Maybe?
Don't know, we rang a bell with me. Maybe. Played them.
Maybe.
Spencer.
£6?
It is, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. That 12 Bar Club. Probably
so that
from
concludes
them next week. Yes.
That concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 Bar. If you have a gig that you'd like us to read out on the show, do email tony@punkyradio.com, title your email Gig Guide. Yeah?
Yes.
That'll do, won't it? Next track up, Tony Moroney, is a band that aren't going anymore. But when they were brilliant. I talk, of course, about The Briefs, who I saw in a subsequent incarnation as the Cute Lepers, when basically they had their girlfriends with them as well. And this isn't even an album. This was an album, that, or a compilation that was done for me by John Codger, who is dreaming, featuring the best of their first three albums. So I'm afraid I don't even know what album this song is from. But you can find out more about them if you'd like to. Great band. By typing The Briefs into the internet and making sure you don't have your adult content things ripped off. Might get something else. Enjoy this, particularly with this title, Sex Objects. I was alone and I was so confused, but then I found the thing that I could really use. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing this week in reverse order.
Okay.
Sunday, March the 6th, I'm doing the next instalment of gigs that I run myself at the Menzies Prince Regent Hotel in Chigwell. It's West Essex. Just inside the M25, but not London. It's a great gig, and in a change the advertised bill, we have Craig Murray, who's that bloke from the Yorkshire internet ads. You'll have seen him. And a bloke called Danny Ward, who I've worked with quite a bit recently, who's absolutely excellent. To find out more about it, there are some details on lastminutecomedy.com, the web host of that website finally got around to updating. And yeah, that's the best way, in fact. I think there is a Facebook event for it, but I can't remember how you find it. But anyway, that's this Sunday. Saturday night, I'll be at the Showcase Cinema in Coventry again.
Okay.
That's the third time that I will have played the Showcase Cinema in Coventry. Lucky me. It's a really good gig, actually, and it's like it's quite cool to do a gig in the cinema. They've got a room in there called the Directors Club, and there's a bar in the cinema, and the comics do the bit where the screen is. Everyone sits in the chairs and drinks and goes, ha ha ha, basically. That's on Saturday. Friday night, I'm doing a gig in Aylesbury, but I can't remember where. Thursday night, I'm doing a gig in Southend at the Lamb and Lion, or there's a room associated with it called the Lamb and Lion. It's actually in Westcliff. And Anton the Swan. Ant's going to be coming down with me as well.
Cool.
So if you're in the South End area on Thursday night, do come down. We will be drinking. It's an opportunity to meet Ant as well. But Wednesday night, as in tomorrow, I am more than likely going to be going to see Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons again.
Oh, okay,
this
cool.
time at Notting Hill Arts Club as part of the official press thingy show for their new album. There's two other bands on with them. It's free entry. Get down there if you can. I will almost certainly be there at the moment by myself, but I'm happy for other people to come with me should they want to. Anyway, the reason I've done it that way around is because I was supposed to be airing an interview I did with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons that we did in Bristol a fortnight ago, but it's 7.5 minutes long of drunken madness, which will eventually turn into a 2-minute thing. But it's going to take me so long to edit it into anything other than a mess that it's going to take a while. So I'll do that as soon as I can. They gave me a CD to give away with the interview, but because I want to get the CD competition going, we're going to do it this week. We've already given away a Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons CD on this show. It's called Exercise Your Demons. It's terrific. If you would like an opportunity to win the CD, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Pussycat competition, and all I want to know is, where did I do the interview with them? I've told you in this section, so you'd only have to go back 1 or 2 minutes to find it. Where did I do the interview with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons? What city? Simple as that. Alright, email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer, and I'll let you know who's won. Maybe not next week, maybe the week after, when hopefully I'll have had the interview done and we can maybe tie in with that. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, sounds cool.
Sounds like a deal. Enjoy this. This is from the album. If you want to find out more about it, by the way, thedirtyjohnsons.com. And this is Wolfman Sideburns.
Strangely!
listening to the Dead 60s underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Yes, make sure you do enter the competition. It's another opportunity to win one of my favourite albums of in ages, basically. I've been waiting a little while to say this, Tony. Is my favourite bit of the week, or is normally... Have you got a twat?
I do.
Get in.
I know. Happy is the man with twat. Thank you for your twats. I had a couple this week. Thank you. I still need more. It's an insatiable thirst one has for twat. So do email me, Tony.
Except for when they're serving box wine, of course.
Exactly. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me now. Or when you, you know, I'll buy a computer and stuff. This week, it's from Brian Jennings. I'm not sure I've heard from before. So.
Well, hello, Brian.
Hello. And he says, dear Tony...
What do you think of that, grumpy fugu?
Yeah, exactly. I've never met this guy. He's not a friend or family. And I don't think he's in a band. I don't know how that, actually. Dear Tony, I have a fresh twat for you. I should have gotten to this to you last week, it seems, since you were twatless. Yes. The property management of the building I live in deserves to be named and shamed as a twat, above all other. I lived in this building now for 5 years, and last year the building was sold to a different company. Since then, there's been nothing but trouble. Most recently, 2 weeks ago, I got a letter saying they're turning off the elevator for repairs at the beginning of March for 10 weeks. I live on the 8th floor.
Oh, God.
And our apartment is impossible to live in as a walk-up. So with no time to look for a new place and no help from the property owners, I'm going to have to move out for the duration of the repairs and still have to pay rent for this apartment that I will not be living in. When I tried to discuss this issue with the management company, their response was, if you don't like it, sue us. I don't like dealing with lawyers, and with the time frame being so short, it would be difficult to sue them anyhow. So for fucking me over for 3 months with no notice and no concessions, Pan Am Equities from New York, New York is a twat.
Oh, fair enough.
Thank you.
You know, Tony, it's just one of those things. I mean, when you reach my age and you start having old man blues and you forget stuff, that's a nightmare, isn't it? You get down fucking 8 flights of stairs, which is probably 16 flights the way they do them, and you get to the bottom and you go, car keys.
Oh.
You're gutted, aren't you? You're absolutely gutted. That is just a yes, I'm with you entirely.
Yeah. So you ready?
Yeah.
So, Pan Am Equities from New York, New York.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Such a twat, we named them twice. Speaking of twats, Tony.
Yes.
I'm a massive one, right? In the...
Right.
3.5 years, nearly 4 years ago, actually. You might remember, I went to Los Angeles. Do you remember?
Yep.
Yeah, and while I was there, I interviewed a guy called Sean Kammer from a band called Sean Kammer and the Kings of the Wild Frontier. And then I couldn't find his CD. He gave me a CD to play a track to go with the interview. I don't think we ever even played the interview out because I couldn't find the CD, and now I can't find the interview. But when I tidied up my office the other week, I did find the CD. So... almost 4 years late, I'm finally
Shit.
Going to play the track I should have done at the time. Now, you might notice at the start of this show that we played a song called Poker Face that wasn't the famous Poker Face by Lady Fuckwit, right? This last track is a song called All By Myself, which isn't All By Myself, and also isn't the classic rock and roll number. Little girl, don't you understand? I want to be your loving man all by myself. Tony, I don't even know if Sean Kammer and the Kings of the Wild Frontier are still going. What I do know is it's about time I played one of their tracks. And do you know what? I didn't get beyond track. You know I don't like to play the first track of an album. I could easily have played the first track. I got as far as the second one. I went, that'll do nicely. This bloke's brilliant. This is from the album Dear Scarecrow. I have no more information than that. Sean is spelled S-H-A-U-N. Kammer is K-A-M-A. Do find out more about him. If you can track him down, send me an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com, to let me know how he's getting on. Enjoy this All By Myself. We'll
little Freddy seemed to be all by myself. All by myself. And he said, we're so scared. Little Freddy seemed to be all by myself. All by myself. You know that I wish he would die. Wish he would die. And you suicide. You know.
Sean Kammer, Tony, All By Myself. Great track, great album. Great guy, actually. Really, really nice bloke. I don't want to go into too many details, but we did enjoy Heightened Perceptions by his trailer out the back of the Key Club on Sunset Strip. Something I'll never... Well, I'll never get something I barely remember as it goes.
Hence, right.
The interview and that. You want to get that foghorn girlfriend of yours to just blow her nose somewhere else.
She's like in two rooms away. These mics are quite sensitive.
Thank you very much for listening to us this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. Do send your jokes to Comedy Suburbs, to me, Paulie B, at punkyradio.com. Similarly, your poems to Poetry Corner, Paulie B, at punkyradio.com. Tony wants your twats, don't you, Tony, and your iTunes reviews. How do they do?
iTunes reviews. Easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com, on the left is a little iTunes link, hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes, where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account, 5 stars only, obviously, and yeah, we'll read them out, as proved today. I read them,
which
yes.
Means, which means that you now have to look out for the US ones, don't you?
Yeah, I did them a few months ago. So, but I bet there's some more now, so I'll check.
I would hope so, yes. And I say, if you're not in the UK or the US and you've done a review for us, please do cut and paste it or whatever it is you do with these things and send it to Tony. Don't forget to enter the competition this week to win the Pussycat and Dirty Johnson's album. Bristol didn't say that. And thank you very much to Hussy Skunk and Roach Radio for carrying the show and to Mevio for hosting us for all those years. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.
Your guns!